During the Apostle Paul's first captivity in Rome, he wrote four letters known as the prison epistles. The first three, Colossians, Philemon, and Ephesians, were taken to the churches in the province of Asia by Tychicus, one of Paul's trustworthy companions. The fourth one was addressed to the church in Philippi. Except for the short note to Philemon, the epistle to the Philippians is the most personal and affectionate of all Paul's letters. The Christians in Philippi were very dear to him. The church had been founded during Paul's second missionary journey. Coming from Asia Minor, he had crossed over to Macedonia, and the first important city he came to was Philippi. The little church, the first to be established in Europe, had always been very devoted to its founder. On several occasions, the members had sent him presents and financial aid. Then one day, Paul received the visit of a friend from Philippi named Epaphroditus. He came to see him in prison, bringing gifts from the Philippians. While he was in Rome, Epaphroditus was a great help to Paul, until he fell ill and nearly died. When the Philippians heard about it, they were very upset. So after he recovered, Epaphroditus felt he ought to go back to reassure them, and Paul took this opportunity to send a letter to the church in Philippi. This was towards the end of his first imprisonment in Rome, about AD 62. Paul did not know what the outcome of his trial would be. He knew he could be condemned to death, but as he said to the Philippians, he felt confident that he would soon be free to continue serving the churches and would see them all again. In the meantime, he told them that he hoped Timothy, who was with him in Rome, would soon be able to go to them, as he takes a genuine interest in your welfare, says Paul in his letter. I have no one else like him. Timothy had been Paul's disciple and spiritual son for many years, and was held in high esteem by all the churches because of his faithfulness in the work of the gospel. He would be able to tell the Philippians how things were going for the apostle, and then bring back news about the church. At the end of his letter, Paul expresses his gratitude for the help sent by the Philippian believers. It had always been his aim never to request assistance from the churches. As he himself says, I have learnt to be satisfied with what I have. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learnt the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. But the Philippians' spontaneous and unselfish generosity, when they themselves were in great need, was a special comfort and joy to the apostle, being a sign of their love for him and of their consecration to the Lord. God himself, he tells them, will accept this sacrifice as a fragrant offering and will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Paul expresses his great affection for the Philippian believers, calling them my brothers whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown. You are always in my heart, he writes. God can testify how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. He tells them that they are continually in his prayers, so that their love might abound, together with true knowledge and discernment, which would enable them to choose what is best, so as to be pure and blameless on the day of Christ. Being confident of this, he writes, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Then he gives some news about himself. Paul was in a Roman prison, bound with chains, but even that, he said, had served to promote the gospel. He was guarded by the soldiers of the Praetorian cohort, who often talked about their prisoner, so that all the palace guard and everyone else in Caesar's household knew that Paul was in chains for the cause of Christ. Paul's example encouraged the believers in Rome and gave them greater boldness to speak the word of God fearlessly. Most of them preached Christ out of love and goodwill. Some, however, preached him with insincere intentions. But what does it matter, says Paul? The important thing is that Christ is preached, whether from false motives or true, and because of this I rejoice. Next episode, the Epistle to the Philippians continued.